I got you.
He says he likes my hat. He says he wore Pumas when he was a kid.
That's okay.
And I said, okay. And I said, I won this in a golf tournament.
Oh, man. It's like, dude, I really loved your underwear. I used to wear underwear as a kid.
I used to watch those Hanes commercials with Michael Jordan. Remember that?
Oh, man. I used to watch them on repeat. My mom wanted to see Michael Jordan's calves.
I love underwear.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Underwear is the best.
Underwear is the best.
Oh, man. I had a period where I didn't.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because you had your period in them?
Yeah. But period.
You had a period where you didn't.
I feel like... yeah, if you were a woman, you'd be less likely to not wear underwear, right? Like, because of that.
I would think so.
I think you'd be more likely not to wear underwear.
Like a skirt, no underwear? Just let
you just want that blood going down your leg?
Oh, no, you're saying during that certain time.
Yes.
I thought you were saying because of that certain time, you'd be less willing.
No, like, you'd want to wear, underwear more.
Am I crazy? I feel like there's way more women that don't wear underwear to, like, than dudes.
Oh, I would definitely say that. But I would say they probably wear it, like, maybe when their period just got over, they have, like, a week where they don't have to worry about wearing underwear, you know what I mean? But Drew's probably right that at some point they're going to start popping their panties on because they're worried.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, like, you wear pants where you don't want to show the outline of your underwear, so you just don't wear underwear.
That's true too, yeah, true.
And then you just have, like, dates that are like, yo, sup. Because, like, if you don't wear underwear, you can't say, yo, sup.
That's true, you're right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She's like, yo, sup. And you're like, yo, sup. And so she, like, kind of moves her legs to the open. And you're just like, yo, sup. And then you take your jeans and you spread them. And she's like, what? I thought you said, yo, sup. So then you got to get a pair of scissors and cut it just to show that you're yo-supping, you know?
I mean, these are the rules. I didn't write them, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sins, not tragedies.
This is what I've heard, you know? It's like when you yo-sup somebody, you better have what's up.
You better yo-supplicate.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah, you gotta cut that hole, you know?
So you're saying, like, when you yo sup somebody, you gotta be on the level of that somebody.
You, like, got no chance unless you yourself are wearing an open skirt.
Right.
It doesn't have, like, to be an open skirt. I just meant a skirt.
Like a kilt. What if you were a kilt guy?
Yeah, like, okay, overseas.
You could be a kilt guy.
Yeah. Dude,
you think
the yo suppedness? In Ireland?
Yeah, do you think in Ireland? In
Scotland?
You think in Ireland there's a lot of, like, yo sups that, like, form into something? A lot more.
Dude, there's some yo suppity Sams, if you know what I'm saying.
this sounds like a Theo Von show right now.
I don't know, man. It's just on my brain.
Yeah. Yo sup. Yeah. You know?
Well, hit that music, I guess. Leave this shit in.
Yeah, might as well.
Attention, students.
We don't even need this. You know what I mean? Let's go.
That's right. Yeah. Nothing on the dome like I'm Jordan. Call me Kobe on the break how I'm scoring. Hands so wet when I shoot it. Three stacks rapping Andre when I flute it. Bathroom basketball MVP. Generational, call me Otani. Hit the dream shake at the urinal and the can. Aloe Black, I'm the man. Motherfuckers heating fish in the microwave. Fucking corporations taking a macro shave. Cutting employees near holiday season. I don't want to be your friend like Brendan Gleeson. I'd rather you choke on an artichoke, because when you choke, that's the art of choke. Anyways, I'm just spitting. Carlita with a fruit that's forbidden. Let the sauce set so it thickens. Fuck a book, sorry to be a Dickens. Hanging with my homies every week. I don't need to hide, so you don't need to seek. Anyway, what the fuck we drafting? Four dudes who was arts and crafting. Cooking up hits in the kitchen. Call them Paul Wall because they still tipping. Anyone hating, I'm like, Yoko, oh no you didn't. Everything that got thrown, they still hitting. Four legends that have a GOAT legacy. These four have the right to say, you can't fuck with me. Paul, John, George, and Ringo. Is B4 a hit? Yep, bingo. Injected into our veins without the needles. Time to draft best songs from the motherfucking Beatles.
Shit.
Question. You said shake it at the urinal and the bowl or something like that?
Yeah, shake it at the urinal and the can. Dream shake it. Yeah.
So, when you say at the can, do you mean as you're still peeing, or do you mean like a poop, like a shimmy to get it out?
See, music's open to interpretation.
Okay, I got you. Yeah,
because I was also.
You don't need to explain your art to me. I get it.
Okay, all right. Yeah, yeah. So,
I just want to put that out in the universe.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't really know what this sweet rap was this week, but it was.
It was, you got the baseball reference in there, so.
Yep, had to do that for you. Had to do it on him.
Yeah.
Yep.
He definitely did it on him.
Show enough. So, this draft. So, how this kind of came about, obviously there's a new Beatles song that dropped, the last Beatles song. On Scrump and Drew's music box, they were kind of talking about it, and then all of a sudden, boom, I was like, let's fucking do all Beatles songs. How have we never done that?
Mm-hmm.
These motherfuckers got a catalog, you know?
I'm surprised we haven't done this with a lot of people.
Yeah, that is weird, yeah.
Beatles is a very good first start, though.
Yeah.
That is true. So this is the start of our artist series, is what we'll call it.
Yeah.
You know, and this is just a great fucking one to do right now. Heading into Thanksgiving, they just dropped their last single. Like, hell, this feels like the right time, you know?
Yeah. And to me, Beatles is fucking family, man. I've said it many a time, but like, that's the one thing that me and my brothers always came to fucking together and, spoiler, we came together for
gross,
for the Beatles, man. We all we all kind of had our own different genres that we liked, and this is definitely one that we all fucking, you know, like even our parents were like, cool that we were listening to the fucking Beatles. So.
Right. Yeah. It is going to be interesting because they have so many different styles.
That you guys were unanimously coming to the Beatles.
Yeah, dude.
They were cool with
Odd
that.
Beat.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Here comes the come. Sorry.
They thought it was what's he say? Never mind.
Yeah,
we'll get into it later.
No, but this is styles all over the place.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting, I feel like, at the end of it, if we want to do this, to like see what we each picked as like the most songs on an album, or like individually what we picked the most songs on an album.
I mean,
I think that would be interesting because I didn't put any album titles down. So I don't 100% know. Drew, you might know.
Yeah.
But James and I don't think we know.
Yeah, I will.
We just know
I
the songs,
know.
Right?
Yeah.
So
I can tell you just based on Apple, though. Like Apple Music will tell me something.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see like the most listened to album, if you will, from the three of us.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try to keep track as we go.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be good because at the end, that'd be hard to do.
Yeah, then we can tally it up. Give it the old tallywhacker.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well,
I guess I gotta roll these balls.
James rose the balls. So I can tell you guys to go to jabroniu.com and find all the great shows on the JabroniU Network. Like Why Did We Ever Meet? And much, much more.
Good enough.
Shout out Wes and Ashley. We love them both. Yeah, man. We got some cool shit, you know, all around for the Jabroni. But yeah, give us a follow at the Draft Podders _ official on Instagram. That's where we are. We are definitely the most active there, even though actually people are about to get a fucking download of fucking previous clips because old Drew's got the week off and he's got some catching up to do.
Oh,
so. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude. All
right.
Follow me on Postal Service.
Yeah, follow him. Fucking
follow me home.
Oh, fucking.
Man, I miss mailboxes.
San Pedre or whatever the fuck your fucking fancy ass neighborhood.
You don't have a mailbox?
No, I do. It's just like it's so a key fancy mailbox where a bunch of people go. It's not a fucking mailbox.
Oh.
Like, I want a mailbox at my house. You want a community? Like, I just miss, like, mailbox, and you see that person with their black, you know, Nike Air Monarchs. And, like, short-ass socks, high-ass shorts, hopping out the open whip, dropping the mail down, going another 5 feet and doing the same damn thing.
Yeah. Wait, so you don't have a mailbox outside?
He has it like a community mailbox.
Like, he has it like an apartment complex.
Yeah, what about packages and stuff? Do those just go to your door?
Yeah, but that's not the same.
Or do you guys have, like, some, like, a guarded, like, building where people will house your stuff and hold it for you until you
there's an armed guard there.
Do they have drones that drop the gifts off just right there on your doorstep?
For Andy's neighborhood, they have two, and they do like the full changing of the guard.
They have like the English people that you can't scare.
You can't scare them.
They just stand there all still all day.
Yep. No doubt, man.
Most people will try to make them laugh, but Annie wants to just straight flex on them. Like, what's up, bitch? You gonna do anything? Do something.
Oh, man. What was it? National. No. Naked Gun? Where he was fucking with them?
Yeah. I think you're. Yeah.
Because the first one was the one with the queen.
Yeah.
Or no, the second one had the queen.
Second one.
Yeah. No, wait, there's a first.
No, it was the first one. First one had the queen. That was OJ on a boat.
Yeah, OJ on a boat and fucking Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, Reggie Jackson. Fuck, man.
I must kill Frank Drebin.
Oh. But yeah, this will be interesting. We all are going to have different Beatles experiences, but all three of us, you know, it stems from, you know, family playing it for us, I would say, for the is how it goes down. So this will be an interesting one.
Yeah, I really don't. I'm exactly that. My family played it, and I've heard it my whole life, but I've never actually, like, gone. I've never even made, like, a playlist of Beatles songs. I feel like most people, that's, like, their first foray.
Yeah, I actually just made a playlist.
I can't make a playlist because it's too many fucking songs.
I'm going to make a playlist with this right now, and then that'll be the definitive playlist.
I tried to narrow it down so many times. The only one I have is I made one that it's just Georgia's songs because that's like 20 songs. If not, I just keep like adding songs. And then I hear one. It's like my favorite is always the last one I listen to, you know?
Did you do only Beatles as a group songs in this? Or did you do like songs?
Oh no, like I didn't do like Imagine.
No, no solo stuff. No, I'm saying the one George has credit for, because you know, like
I see
Lennon McCartney have the lion's share, and then him then Ringo wrote a couple. You know, you got like one on an album on after a certain point.
Yeah,
I think Harrison was allowed two. Starkey was allowed one, and then Lennon McCartney had to have the rest.
All right. So
That makes sense. Yeah.
So here's how everything landed. James got first pick, Drew second, Andy third.
Okay. I have no idea at all how either of you, like, I've got, like, sometimes I've got an idea on what you guys might pick. Uh-huh. This one's so fucking open that I've got no clue, like, where you guys are going with it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a tough one, especially to say this is the number one.
Yeah.
Even at number two, like, saying this is my first round pick is going to be tough.
I feel really good about being three here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm pretty good about being one because I know my number one Beatles song, and it's Hey Jude. Okay.
Ooh. Oh, fucking great. In my first, it would have been my top three for sure.
Yeah. Ooh. It's definitely my favorite Beatles song. It's the one that I always, if somebody asks me, what's your favorite Beatles song, this is the one I say.
Yeah. That's a fire one. Right there. Ah. Oh.
You can start to make it better. Better.
That's good.
Better.
Oh, man. Yeah, so this one was Paul and John. And I guess it's John's kid, Julian.
Yeah, he wrote it for then, Julian.
Yeah, then, but McCartney wrote his, like, a different direction, I guess, with it, so... Yeah, this is fire, though. This is a partnership song.
This is on what I guess they call it, the Blue Album, like self-titled The Blue Album? Or is that...
It was on Hey Jude.
That's the name of the album?
Yeah, it was like a EP.
So, okay. So this wasn't even on one of their, like, top albums. Crazy.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Damn. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, you're talking the Blue Album. That's the greatest hits, the 67 to 70. Yeah. So it's on there, but the original, like, it stems from just a little EP single thing. Yeah.
Jeez, I didn't realize. Intended to comfort Julian from the stress of his parents' separation.
Yeah. Yep.
Woo!
Hell yeah.
It's such a good song, though. But yeah,
it is.
Nah, don't make it back.
Nah.
Yeah, that part's fire.
I knew it. Don't go make it back to me. You know what I mean?
So. I like that part where they, like, go on that little run.
Dude, there's some parts where are definitely some songs where these guys blow out the fucking voice, and it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
All right, Drew. Drood.
Hey Drood. It's your pick.
All right. Again. It's like every day it's different, but I'm going to go with one. I think this is always in my top whatever, and I'm going to go Let It Be off of nice. Let It Be.
Oh, fuck. That's a big one for me, too.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's just one of those, you know, it's one of those, like, life songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just kind of listen to it maybe when you need a pickup, or even if you are a little, like, you know, or, well, I guess that would be the whole point of needing a pick me up. But, like, yeah, it's just it's a comfort song.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. This was, This was a song that this is like the album that I remember specifically being played in my house the most. And this song, like,
more really? Than any,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a great album. Almost fit.
That shit's got, like, the organ in the background, too.
Yeah, dude, they fucking remastered this bitch. Got that.
This is my grandma playing that organ at the church, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and this is like going back, like the Get Back documentary, which, you know, it's long, but dude, it is so worth it. You get to see this and like basically this and what became of Abbey Road also. So, yeah, like this, so good. Like just watching these guys figure out what the fuck, how to write music is just amazing.
Hell yeah.
Damn. This is an interesting one. So, like, do you guys remember, like, how you experienced the Beatles most of the time?
Is this like a bell breaker?
Nah, I'll take my pick.
Oh. I mean,
I was just thinking about, like,
I mean, like, through music?
Like, how it was interesting, like, so certain like people, like I remember like sitting on a floor and playing like board games and playing music, you know, that kind of shit. Or like maybe it was like in a fucking car ride. Well, you're just whipping it around. Cause like
my dad, I feel
like music isn't played like that, like it used to be back in the day.
Yeah. My dad had like three CDs, like the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Beatles, Let It Be. And fucking, who are the guys that did the Kryptonite song? No, actually, it wasn't even them. It
three
was,
numbers down?
It was, who's the, hey now, I'm an all-star, get your game on, go.
Smash Mouth.
It was the Smash Mouth album. Those were the three albums he had in his truck.
Oh, man.
So yeah, that's how I heard Let It Be.
Yeah. Yeah, for me it was my brothers. I remember there was this one year where, and it was like it was weird because it was like right before the anthology thing came out, that like my oldest brother and a lot of his friends got really into the Beatles, and then like because of that my other brother got into it, and like one Christmas I just remember between the two of them that's all they got was like Beatles CDs or tape. I think it was CDs. And it was just like then just like them listening to it and being like, oh, I like this song. Like, especially when you're young, like there's a lot of fun songs, like kind of almost childlike songs. But yeah, I guess Andy, we're a minute into your thing. So,
oh, no, all good. you referenced it earlier, like commercial beware. This song is like what I think of when I think of the Beatles. It's the first song that like gets me happy, feeling good and all that shit. And hey, shout out Teamwork. Give me Come Together.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Come Together. You say it. I don't know. For some reason, when you say it, it just doesn't.
Yeah. You put like, the emphasis. I don't know what you
mean. Together. It's like definitely a comma in there. Not come together. It's come together.
Oh, sorry.
No, let that shit ride.
We gotta shut it down. Down to his knees. That's so big and joker. And just do what he please.
Oh, that shit's fire.
It really is.
That Aerosmith version of that song too, boy.
And I like the weird ass lyrics and shit like that. Like I remember being like, that's cool. It's not like there was so much of the old lyrics.
Yeah.
There was like so much of the old lyrics. I was like when my parents would play it in the car and shit, I'd be like, I do not give a shit about this song. You know what I'm saying? And like a lot of the lyrics felt very much the same.
Yeah.
But like when this would fucking come on, right? I'd be like, hell yeah. Like this song knows it's a little bit different and I feel it.
Yeah, there's definitely that, you know, the turning point like Rubber Soul on where they started to really experiment and everything. And I feel like, yeah, those like, you know, those first couple albums, they're very They're very pop, which is, you know, and don't get me wrong, they're fucking amazing.
They're amazing, yeah.
But, yeah, like, when they start getting weird, like, that's where I'm fucking, like, yeah, let's sink my teeth into that. That being said, I do have some stuff that's the early days, but...
Oh, same.
Yeah.
These three songs that have been picked are the three songs that I thought of when you said, let's do Beatles.
Nice. Yeah. That's, so, I mean, it's a hell of a first round. Yeah.
All right.
Hey Jude, Let It Be, Come Together.
Andy, you're back.
Hell of a top three. All right. Well, I'm going to immediately go fucking weird, and I don't care. It's one of my favorite Beatles songs. I like the weird shit, so give me I Am the Walrus.
Hell yeah. Cuckoo ca-choo, man.
Dude, there was just something about this shit. I was like, it made me feel like I wasn't listening to, like,
I'm the Walrus
music from, like,
I'm the Walrus
back in the day. You know, it wasn't like uncool music that my parents were playing. I was like, this shit's dope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I actually think this was probably the Magical Mystery Tour album was like the first one that I really latched onto, because there are some fucking bangers on this album.
Dude, yeah, there is. Yeah, but I love like the psychedelic spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really what took the Beatles to a whole nother fucking stratosphere.
Yeah.
Because like if the Beatles never did like the shit that they did later on, uh-huh, would they have just been the fucking Monkees? You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but they like took it fucking next level and like.
Andy.
Yeah dude, they dropped acid parents, and fucking.
Were your parents hitting that shit?
Playing
this shit and hitting that shit?
They were playing it.
Yeah, I know, but were your parents hitting that shit?
What shit?
You know what, like, I mean? How were they hitting that shit? I don't know.
Yeah.
I know my dad probably was back in the day. I mean, and he's really what's like the main thing behind the Beatles for me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad, same. And I guarantee you was hitting that shit.
dude, my dad hitchhiked across America, so yeah, I'm sure he did hit that shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hit that shit.
To what end?
Both.
Right, I mean, bro. What did he do? Where did he go?
I don't know. I still don't like fully know. I just know he like.
You should do a podcast where you totally interview your dad about his hitchhiking across America.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
I'd like to know this.
Well, I'll do it. You want me to do it with your dad?
Ned, welcome to the show.
Oh, man. This is declassified.
Oh, John.
Drew, you're up. What's up?
Oh, shit. Am I popped?
You're popped.
You're popped.
Okay.
But right now, we're four different albums, so.
Yeah. I think I might spread the love a little bit more. I'm going to go with... Ooh.
I don't know that one.
Man, there's two. I'm going to go with the one fucking great album. Another one is... I mean, this album is definitely like what most people say is the best album, and I'm going A Day in the Life.
Ooh, okay.
So I love this. There's the story that they felt like the album was incomplete. Paul came to the studio one day with this idea for a song. John came with the idea of a song. Weirdly, they were both about waking up and going through your day. And that's why you almost have these two different versions of this, but they all fucking flow lyrically because they fucking kismet came and they both had this idea for a song, and it was almost the same exact idea.
Holy shit.
That's crazy.
And this has that, it has that switch up that you boys like so much.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Sgt. Pepper Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Yes.
Yeah, this one's fire.
Oh,
I have this one high on the list, too.
I want to hear the switch up.
Yeah. It's coming.
Like Wu-Tang Killer Bees took from this.
This lead is a lot longer than I remember.
Is this a horror movie?
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Yeah, so good.
Dude, it's such a good song.
Hell yeah.
Both halves.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah, well, screw you, Drew.
Yeah.
Damn. Damn. See, this is crazy. Five picks in.
I kind of
no repeats.
Like, yeah, I kind of wish I should have went somewhere else, cuz I think James might actually snag up one that I was going back and forth with, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think I'm going to go with Shaking It Up Baby Now. And Twisting and a Shouting.
I thought you were going to take it for sure.
Yeah.
Ferris.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is from Please Please Me album.
Another example of John fucking blowing his voice.
Yeah. I love it when he does it. Clearly.
Dude, hell yeah. I just can't listen to it without thinking about Ferris Bueller's.
I know, yeah. Yeah. It's a great fucking song. And it's fun and quick and boom, you're out.
Yeah.
Bang, you're in. Boom, you're out. You know, them dang Beatles.
Them boom. Dang Beatles.
Them dang Beatles.
They had a fire-ass accent, too. God, I wish I had an English accent.
Yeah. I know, like, dude, I really want to, like, doing this, I think I'm going to rewatch along with Get Back. I think I'm going to watch, I really want to watch Yellow Submarine. I haven't watched that movie in forever.
I thought you were going to say Yesterday.
And then I'll just jump into my next. I do. I'm back, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're up.
And then I would like to go now to another Beatles song that we've all heard a million fucking times.
Steal My Sunshine.
I'm just trying to find it real quick. I can't believe it's so low. If it's so low, there's no way. I must have passed it. Mm. And it's I Get By with a Little Help.
Bam!
From my friends.
Second Sgt. Pepper's.
What you do? See, that's the only thing that keeps me away from having this.
Oh, is the Joe Cocker version?
Yeah, just because of like Wonder Years and shit. But like,
well, that's why. That's why I'm saying like we've heard it a million times, even though it was a different.
You're all alone.
God, it's so fucking good.
It's also Ringo, right? Yes. Was it Ringo singing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool. Yeah. I'm glad.
You're talking about the Pizza Hut guy?
Yeah.
Talking about the Thomas the Tank Engine guy.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, man. So this was Sergeant Pepper, too?
Yeah.
Is what you said?
Okay. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Damn. Okay. All right. Okay. We got our first duplicate in the third fucking round. That's how stacked they are.
Yeah.
Ah.
But I'm going to continue to spread the love. Give me Eleanor Rigby.
Damn it.
Oh, shit. That is a big one, too. And I kind of knew that's what you were saying. And I left it for you.
Yeah.
Because I don't really have a stake in this game. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh, man. Damn, that one hurt. That one hurt. It's all right.
So fucking cool. I love the violin.
Fucking strings?
Yeah, oh my god. And Paul's voice, dude. I don't know. It could be like in a greatest male vocals all time voice, I feel like.
That's fair.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even really have a lot of range. It's just his tone is just inviting. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, and it's, I feel like rappers took from this.
Oh, yeah.
Spun, like, words a little bit to make them sound slightly different than they actually were.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like they fit it, in, like, he would fit it into the rhyme scheme instead of, like.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, he's kind of like the Beatles' Q-Tip for Tribe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, he is.
Oh, fuck, man. That's a great pick. That's a great pick. Yeah. But I feel good. There's two life songs, and I have this one slightly higher than A Day in the Life, even though I think it's arguable which way you want to go. But give me In My Life.
Yes.
Oh, that great song.
And holy shit. The riff on this fucking thing
would have been my next pick.
Yeah. Like this one's with lovers and friends. I still can
recall some are dead and some are living. Rubber Soul.
I've loved them all. That riff right there.
The song is on the soundtrack of every indie movie ever made. Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude, that shit is that like little, just a warm fucking hug.
That little fucking piano thing break later, too.
Yeah. Jeez, man.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Mostly I've realized, like, I've come to grips with it, that as much as I want to be about lyrics and how I've said that for certain years of my life, it's just not accurate. I'm about fucking vibes. Like, vibes of song is really all that I need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other shit really just does not matter. Like, sometimes it needs to be with each other, you know?
Yeah.
But ultimately, the vibes of the song is what fucking carries me through, and boom, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
And now you know, if we want to talk covers, Johnny Cash's fucking version of this is fucking amazing. He did it, like, it was either his last album or second to last album. Ugh, so fucking, like, it was like, around that hurt phase where, you know, where it's like, it was very old Cash, like, dude, so good.
Oh,
I'm definitely a vibe guy too, Andy. I feel you on that.
Yeah. I feel good. I feel like I came clean. I got my truth out there and like, I feel like relieved. Yeah.
Look at you.
You know?
I can tell the weight's lifted.
Yeah. Well, and you guys are like, no shit. Yeah, but for me, I'm like, I'm finally saying it out loud.
Well, you can also be both. I think you're also a lyric guy too, but I think you can be both. You know, I think you're allowed to be both.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go. Again, vibes here. This song gives me vibes of Please Come Home for Christmas. Gives me vibes of behind a glass window and it's either raining or snowing. Like, and you're just watching and this song's coming on. And like, give me Oh Darling.
Oh, darling. Yeah, that's a good one.
You know what I'm saying? It gives me also that, please it does come home for Christmas.
Yeah, that is some fucking real shit. Like, yeah. Like, I could imagine fucking little Kevin McAllister looking out the window to Oh, Darling, you know?
Dude, 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, this is vibes here too, man. I just need that. Oh,
that is legit.
This is what, the White Album?
This is Abbey Road.
Oh, Abbey Road. Okay.
Here we go. Let it play. Right there. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, this is that hug right there. This is that ear hug, you know?
Man, so great.
Yeah, this is, I believe this was, it was Paul and John was, like, messing with him, joking with him, that this was a Paul song, but, like, it fit him more than it fit Paul, so, like, let me do it, and but like Paul wanted to do it, and this was Paul's vocals and all that kind of stuff, so he was stretching it a bit, and you can hear him stretching it in this, versus it would have been probably a little bit more natural out of John. So, like, I actually think it comes across better because it needs that extra push that Paul had to throw out there.
Hell yeah, that's fucking awesome!
Yeah.
All right, Drew.
This one is not, I don't think it's like a huge song, like as far as like people loving it, but it is one that it's the first person I ever knew to die. This song was like the playlist after that. And it's Hello Goodbye. When I was in the sixth grade, we had a girl in my class get killed by it. Like, she was riding her bike and fucking drunk driver hit her.
Ugh.
And like, because I was like into the Beatles at that time, like this song was like the one that I fucking always, like every time I hear it, I think of fucking Heidi to this day. Like, it's crazy. But like, like to me, it's a personal song. Like, and it was one of those, like, it helped me get through like grief when I was just figuring out what the fuck grief was. So
that is fucking crazy.
I know, yeah, dude.
So the story,
but it does
is,
go to show. Yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say the story is even crazier because she's a twin, and her sister was about 10 feet behind her on the bike. They were coming out of their driveway. Yeah.
Holy my shit. God. Yeah. She saw her twin die.
Yes.
Did she also feel it at the same time?
Maybe, who knows?
Did she feel the impact? Is she still alive now?
Yeah.
You should do a podcast with her about this story.
Oh, jeez. No, you shouldn't.
Like, Heather, I have a podcast now. I know you're, I think she's like a fucking doctor or some shit. Like, she's like legit, like she went the way of like, I'm going to be the most successful person of all time kind of thing.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the song on, but for whatever reason, my Apple Music likes to stop loading shit for no fucking reason all the time.
Damn. This is Fuck, man. Wow.
Anyway,
I don't even know where I was going.
You say goodbye, I say hello. Hello, goodbye. Hello, goodbye.
Well, we're going to play it. This is... The timer doesn't matter at this point because of technical difficulties.
Because I told that story and you're
well,
like,
yeah, that too.
We have to play it.
We're going to play it for Heidi.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye, Heidi. Okay. So now we're moving on.
Hello, James's next pick.
That was so rude to Heidi.
I'm definitely not going to play her sister.
When you
this
do
part.
Contact her sister, nope. Don't let her hear this episode of the podcast.
Nope.
But you are going to contact her, right?
Yeah, that's going to be my next fucking Drew's life story. It's going to be all about the sixth grade.
Fuck. Shit. Okay, let me see what I have in my deal here.
Fuck. Jeez.
That's all I want.
I can't shake it.
Yeah.
Okay. This is like what would have been the last Beatles song had the last Beatles song not become the last Beatles song. And I'm going to go Free as a Bird.
Oh.
And the reason.
I think technically the other one was the last one.
What do you mean?
Because there were two songs that got released in...
Oh, yeah. I know what you're saying.
This was the one. The other one doesn't... The other one's
It's
nice.
Good, but no, Free as a Bird... And Free as a Bird has a fucking dope-ass video.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody hasn't seen it, it's...
I don't think I have.
Dude, it's a fun fucking Where's Waldo of just Easter eggs. Like, everything... The whole thing is fucking references to their old songs. Like, it's so cool.
You want
to
hear something crazy? Mm-hmm. My, I'm going to say, eighth grade history teacher was a huge Beatles fan. And when
he fucking died.
When this song came out, they debuted it. He's a twin as well. When they debuted this song, they debuted it on like Good Morning America in the United States. And they played that music video and they had somebody come on screen and pick out each thing point by point what meant what after the video was done. And my history teacher made us watch the news broadcast when this fucking...
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah. So that's why this song... And I didn't even play it yet.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even know what album this is. I'm having a tough time.
It's anthology.
It's anthology one.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like... okay.
Yeah. They did that docuseries on ABC. And then they... At the end of the first part, they debuted this. And then at the end of the second part, they debuted Real Love.
And I've just always liked this song a lot. I was really into it when I was in that history class. And
of the three new songs, this was the one I was going to pick.
It's kind of interesting too because this song is as personal to me as it debuted when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I was alive when it debuted. Every other song that they had isn't like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, I have to go back to find it.
Yeah.
Which is interesting to me.
Because I'm as free as a bird. I don't think that's the Beatles.
No.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
So, and this is kind of like, I don't know if I've talked about it. I might have told you guys individually, but like what I want to do with my one arm, like I want to get tattooed with fucking Beatles references. And this song is kind of the idea with it. Like, I want to get just, like, instead of, like, you know, like, oh, fucking the Beatles drum, you know, or whatever, or an apple. Like,
you're going to get come together on your penis.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to get me and my brothers jacking off together. But, no, it's, like, I'm going to get, like...
You already have the 3Ds?
I do, yeah.
You could just put little cum stains on the Ds.
The little fucking splash emoji. But, like, I want to get, like, you know, like, a piggy or a fucking, like, Well, oh, I mean, to quote ones we've already got, like, I thought of, like, a walrus, like, for Eleanor Rigby, like, literally a face in a jar. Like, you know, different things like that, so.
That's awesome.
Dude, I love that idea.
That's a fantastic idea. I think you should start doing it.
I will.
What's stopping you? What's holding you back?
Ladies, what's stopping you?
I know, nothing. The first piece I want to get, I want a certain person to do it. So that's what's up.
Well, you know, beggars can't be choosers, you know what I mean?
But the nice thing is, like, once I get going with it, I can do it. It's almost like a collector's piece. So if I travel and I go somewhere, I can tell them, like, hey, put this on me. And then I can be like, oh, this tattoo was done, you know, in Ohio. This was done in Bradenton. This was done in Chicago. This was done when I went to wherever. Yeah.
Hey, lady, I hate to be rude, but can I give you the D? That should be your new pickup line.
Yeah. I hate to be rude. So is the D for rude or for Drew? Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's art. You can take it how you want.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, man. Oh, that was fucking fire.
I like that a lot.
Woo!
You should make a shirt that says that. Hate to be rude. Can I give you a D?
Yeah.
Drew, this is fucking, I'm telling you, this is fucking flame ass material. You better go out there and use this shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna DM somebody right now.
I want you to just fucking kick the door in at some your local tavern and just walk in and scream. Hate to be rude, everybody. Can I give y'all a D?
Oh man.
Coming soon to Cork. CUMMING.
Yes. Come together. Man, what you guys got?
I fucking love it. Man, that's the best thing I've ever heard, actually. I can just, if I die tonight, I know I'm going to die knowing that's the number one thing I ever heard. That's my Raven today. That's
you know what's funny is I was talking to Wes this week about something that I said when I was maybe like 16 years old, and I just texted him it, and he just started laughing. I told him, I was like, dude, that might be like my easily in the top like five things that I've ever accomplished in my life. So. He was trying to, at the time, like, he was going from one band to another. They were trying to think of a new name. And one of the ideas I had was Queefy Merple and the Pussy Farts. And, like, I said it, and we both laughed forever. And it's still something we owe, like, we'll just text each other, like, about it or whatever. And that's what I did the other day. It popped into my head, and I fucking just started laughing and couldn't stop fucking smiling because it's such a fucking stupid fucking name.
That's a great fucking band name, I swear.
Really is. Like, if you were, like, a fucking Gigi Allen-type punk band, like, Queefy Purple and the Pussy Farts? Hell
I don't care any type of band. I don't care what music. I don't care if it's fucking like...
It's a Beatles cover band?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I think it's
hilarious.
No matter what, it's a great name.
Makes it even better if it's a Beatles cover band.
It could be a quad of bluegrass guys. And I'd be totally into it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man.
It'd be really great if it was just one dude, like a MC or something like that.
Just a fucking DJ guy, just a mixer guy.
And he's like, wait, where's the pussy parts?
It's over here. Don't fucking worry about it, right?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah.
Wait, are you
Queefy Merple?
Hey, the farts are coming, all right?
Wait, Are you the pussy fart? Yeah. Like, is Queefy Merple coming? Or, like, what's going on here?
He just has a button on his little fucking DJ pad. That's the pussy fart. And he just be like, you want to hear pussy fart? And he just
oh, he's got a badge that just says Aaron Coochie. Aaron.
Just a little dry.
Aaron Coochie? That's his Christian name. Aaron Coochie. Okay, Andy, is that something you just came up with? Because I've never fucking heard that before.
No, that's a story from high school. That's a that's a nickname.
I think there was a girl named Aaron Coochie. It just hit my head.
No, I know exactly what it is. There was a chick named Aaron, and she started dating a friend of Andy's something Coochie. And they always would joke. They would joke with her. You'd be pussy fart. You'd be Aaron Coochie.
You'd be pussy fart. So we called the girl pussy fart for a while. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Aaron Coochie, man, that's fucking great. I want to write a show and just like have like one of the characters be Aaron Coochie.
Dude, I convinced myself that was a real person, but now that you said it, I totally remember. Yeah. I know exactly who it was, and I remember.
I know
like,
the girl's name too. I could say it right. Yeah. I'm not going to.
Yeah, and there was these dudes, the Coochies, that went to like a rival high school. And
that's hilarious that you used my brain to remember your story, you fucker. Don't fucking store shit in my shit. Store your own shit. What the fuck?
That's crazy that I just did that.
What is this fucking USB? Plug me in?
I can't believe I jumped in your brain. I fucking gave you my thoughts just so that I could get in there and get them.
In fairness, James, I think you do have more terabytes than Andy.
I'm not his brain secretary.
It's crazy. I gave this shit back in 2002, and he just gave it back to me 21 years
later. I've been holding that shit for 21 years. Oh, my God.
Oh, my face is so hot.
cheap plug will be my thing. The PWT cast is, you know, we've revamped our store. We're trying to get some new shirts up there, and there is now a shirt with my name on it. So for Scrump and Drew's Music Box, and if you go this week, you can get 20% off all merchandise since it's the Black Friday sale. So
fuck yeah,
go buy a shirt with my name on it and a cassette tape.
Hell yeah.
That's crazy about the tape on your deck.
Oh, no.
Someone ripped that tape off.
Yeah.
Did somebody just say Eck? Well, let me give you the D. You know what I mean?
What up, girl? Eck. Why don't I give you the D to go along with that Eck?
I'll give you the D to make you sound like Eck. Dude, Eck is the sound when you go too far on the threat.
It is!
Oh my god, this fucking D joke is my favorite thing now. This is the number one thing in the whole wide world.
Oh my god. Oh, face hot.
It's too bad we can only have a minute on fucking Instagram because this would definitely be this club.
You just do part one, part two.
Yeah, I know. Oh, we came back to it, by the way.
Fuck, man. Ooh, this is a remix to Ignition. Oops.
Hey, speaking of which, while you guys go with yours, I gotta go pee.
Andy just got canceled by his own. Oh my god, this has to be the clip now. Drew just left in the middle of the clip. You just started to sing R. Kelly and then questioned yourself instantly. Oh my god. And then Drew just walked away in the middle of this magic.
I didn't even know.
I know.
Mm. Oh, dude.
Shit.
It's been a minute since I've laughed that hard.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Geez. Me too.
Look at that. Look how red I am. you see this? Red.
They say laughter is supposed to, like, add years to your life, but it looks like you're struggling.
It's killing me. It
looks like you're struggling over there.
I might fucking die tonight.
Every time Andy laughs, it takes, like, a few minutes off of his lifespan. It's supposed to be the other way around.
I'm glad I came back and you're still laughing.
Well, Andy keeps saying that his face is hot, and you know how they say laughter is the best medicine, but it seems to be murdering Andy.
He's killing me. Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Well, anybody else have any ravens?
I apologize to all the ladies out there.
All two of you listening.
All right.
Oh.
Wait, this is
I guess that's it. I don't know.
Did either of you even have a raven?
Yeah, it was the D joke.
Okay.
Yeah. And Andy, and also the fact that laughing makes Andy die. There's so many things, actually. I have a lot to be thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Andy. Since you're I can't even do it. Never mind.
Fuck, man. I look like John Randall had a sunburn.
I don't know what that is, but it's funny. I think it's funny. I
just
like
look
it.
Up John Randall.
I like the whole idea of it, but
John Randall eye black or something.
Am I allowed to?
Yeah, it's not like his dick.
I don't know.
Makeup. Try that.
John Randall
eye makeup. So you'll get what I'm saying.
Eye makeup.
When I said John Randall had a sunburn.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You see it?
Yeah, he has like the Batman mask almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got that going on with my red ass face.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Oh, fucking okay. Looking like Red Baron Pizza over here.
Now the reference makes sense.
Yeah.
And guess what? Like I suspected, it was funny.
I can't breathe, man.
All right, it's back to me, I guess. Let's see here. Should have had this done.
Should have already been had it done.
You know what? I think I know what I'm going to go to. I think this is a fun song.
What do you think it is?
Dude, I'm fucking Stallone over here. What? It's on a cliffhanger.
Why is everything so funny? All right, I'm going to go Yellow Submarine because it's a fun song, you know?
It is.
Such a fun song.
Yeah, it is.
Another Ringo.
Yeah. I like Ringo too.
Dude, I'm into Ringo.
Hell of a fucking solo career Ringo had too.
Yeah, I think he was the first Beatle to have like a number one single song.
That song Photograph, if that's the song, is,
I think it is
amazing.
Yeah.
I fucking love that song. Is a Look song that I actually have on my playlist that I listen to all the time.
No, Andy.
That's a fun song. What's happening with Andy? What happened with him? What's going on?
I don't know.
What?
He's just gone.
Oh, I think he had to, like, cough something up because he's laughing so much.
Yeah.
I think the laughter dislodged some loogies inside of his septum there.
A boogie without the hoodie.
That's right.
Actually, it's a loogie. A loogie with the hoodie.
Is Yellow Submarine from the album Yellow Submarine? Those are one.
Doesn't look like it is. It looks like it's from Revolver.
Yeah, it's from Revolver originally.
Okay, Revolver. Okay.
Look at Revolver getting another notch on the... This thing's toy. This is that T-O-I-I-G-H-H-H-T.
That's right.
You know?
Toit as a tiger.
Mm-hmm. Tiger's a toit?
Yeah. I mean, get your hands on one. You'll see.
Where they toit?
You'll see.
Where they toit?
Where?
Yeah, where they toit.
In their tiger buttholes. I mean, it's the only... Yeah. Right?
your vagina is like a tiger's butthole. You imagine that in a poem?
I can imagine it in a sweet rap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got sweats, right. Drew?
Let's go with... Let's see. Let's go with what it says here because autocorrect is cool. Let me get it. Heater Smelter.
Helter Skelter?
Also known as Helter Skelter.
Helter Skelter.
Crazy how our minds can do that.
Yeah.
It's a scary song. A lot of implications with this song, you know?
A lot of implications.
The implications.
A lot of stuff going on
it's
here.
It's all about the implications.
A lot of stuff in the background with this song.
A great line.
Yeah, that is a great line.
I always wanted to somehow like sneak that into a fucking lyric.
This is the song that... This is Manson, right?
Yeah.
And he thought that they were telling him stuff?
Yeah, through this whole album, yeah.
Oh, it wasn't just that song?
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah. Well, specifically, I mean, this one, yeah, especially, but yeah. That's Helter Skelter is basically what he... What, like, the whole, like... Like, those... Three Nights of Murders or whatever we're fucking based on, so.
Yeah.
See, you know what? Like, we think about, like, the cool shit back in the day that people don't get nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that would happen as much today, right? Someone told me to do this in the album.
Yeah, I mean, like, dude.
You know what
I'm
saying?
I was actually just thinking, and this is kind of a bell breaker, I don't give a fuck. But I was just thinking, like, what other band can you think of that created a fucking, like, murdering psycho that created a fucking guy that fucking got so obsessed with the band that he fucking murdered one of them? Like, the level of fame that the Beatles had is, like, it's indescribable. It's the only group of men that have ever experienced this, I feel like.
I don't think there's...
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, it's like the Beatles, a little bit of the boy bands, like when they first popped off the scene.
Yeah.
The 92 Dream Team.
Even, like, you could even, you could even go to a guy
You
could go to a guy like Donald Trump, who thinks that he's bigger than the fucking Beatles. And if you just fucking laid it out for him and explained him this is what the fucking Beatles had. And this is what the Beatles had. This is what you have, you fucking sack of shit, you know?
Like, yeah. Well, think about this.
Yeah.
In no other scenario do you have a group of house moms chasing the fuck out of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's insane. They couldn't go
the
anywhere.
The ladies that were chasing them are the ones that ended up in those commercials with aprons on serving fucking pies to the family, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And their run, the Beatles' run, has lasted to 2023. From 19 whatever, 60 whatever.
They gotta be 62? The most timeless fucking band of all time.
And you really, like, what's insane about this is all this fucking catalog was 6 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Besides those three fucking outliers. But
yeah.
How are they so tapped into fucking creativity? Like, to create this much and to, like, and to also not even just create, but expand creation. Like, they did things that no one ever did before.
Maybe shouts to LSD.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Hey, I think we found the key. Everybody get out your psychedelics. Let's all take a cap.
I'm not mad at it.
Fuck.
All right, so this is a song that hardcore beats the beat nuts. I don't know if that's what they call themselves, but that'd be hilarious. The beat nuts are big fans of. This is High on It. The good and the bad. This song's amazing, but I can't help think about Encore from the Gray album. Jay-Z's. So give me While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, when I hear it now, I hear fucking the Encore. Jay-Z.
When I get it Encore.
Do you want more? Yeah, and then it's like this is in the fucking background, and it's like...
Well, it's the same with even Helter Skelter. Like, I think of 99 Problems.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
So back to back White Album. So, to tie in my two favorite fucking groups of all time, when ODB died on that album, the Wu-Tang put out a song called "The Heart While My Heart Gently Weeps." They used the guitar riff, but they had George Harrison's son playing the fucking guitar on that song.
Wow!
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Holy shit, that is crazy.
Yeah.
Fuck. You know, Drew and I have talked about this numerous times, but if you have not heard it, Danger Mouse mashed up the Beatles' White Album, Jay-Z's The Black Album, to create the Gray Album, and it's one of the greatest things that's ever been created.
Yeah.
So find it, listen to it. It's the best shit.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. I don't know where to go here. Give me I Want You, She's So Heavy.
Ooh.
Yeah. This one is a fucking certified banger.
This is a certified banger.
Yeah. I lost my cool there for a second. I don't know what happened.
You sure did.
Sheesh. But, yeah, I was back and forth. I'm still weighing in my mind if I picked the right thing, but that's what came out of my mouth. So that's what you get, you know?
It's a great song.
What, Abbey Road's second song?
Yeah.
Is it Abbey again?
It is Abbey, yep.
driving me mad.
Woo, that riff.
That's so good.
Ah.
Honk. Yeah. I love it when the fucker...
Like a,
I love when we're doing music stuff and that goddamn 1 minute honk comes in.
It's like we're listening to fucking Herb Albert.
Dude, that honk noise never fails to get me. It always makes me laugh.
Michael Jordan.
That fucking honk.
Yeah, this
Herb and Marv, they do a traveling show called The Alberts. Oh, that'd be a hell of a show.
Oh, dude, no, this is the fucking third Abbey Road song we picked.
Oh, shit.
Well, looks like
I think Abbey Road might win this because I'm about to put in another one.
Well, let's hear it.
Wait, did Andy go twice?
I went twice, yeah.
I went twice.
Okay. Which, this, I will say, I think I believe this is DJ Giancana's favorite Beatles album. So give me... Ooh, wait. I got there's a couple here. This is such a good fucking album, though. I'm between two songs, and they're both fucking so good. But give me something. Oh.
That's one of them I was debating.
Yeah. There's another one I would still want to take off this album. This is a fucking good fucking... Plus, they have, like, the B-side, which is all those, like, little songs, like, kind of put together. Like, it's basically, like, one long fucking song. Like, it's so cool.
So good.
They make me want to watch Austin Powers movies. I don't know if you guys feel that.
Oh, definitely. Takes you right to the 60s. Even if you didn't experience it, you know what it was all about.
Yeah. God, he really did a good job of capturing that, like, time frame in those movies.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? And these fucking album cover arts, which is still a thing I want us to do as album cover art.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Fuck, they had some of the best album covers. Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah, they did. Over to me.
Over to you.
And I'm going to go with...
Including the band cover.
Well, I don't even think we've taken a song from this album, and I'm going to go...
B-A-N-N-E-D.
I'm going to go... I think there's also a movie called this, too, but I think it's like some docu thing about this album, and it's A Hard Day's Night.
Oh.
No, it's a movie. It's a scripted movie. It's fucking hilarious.
The movie is about the album, or is the album? Is it
is
like
this the one where they're in the bathtub together?
I think so. It's actually done in black and white. It's them. Like,
yeah.
It's really fun. Like, there's Paul's grandpa is there. His grandpa. Yeah, it's basically like them, you know, promoting the album and all that kind of stuff, and.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a fun movie. Yeah. Help is a really fucking cool, like, it's fucking weird, and I think, like, anybody who likes weird movies would love Help. Like, there's, like, this subplot of Ringo gets this, like, cursed ring. Like, it's really fun.
Hell yeah.
I like that kind of stuff they did too that you don't really see that much. Foo Fighters kind of did it a little bit with but you don't see it much.
No.
Oh yeah.
I think that would be so dope if, like, I mean, Gambino kind of did it with, like, his short film and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I would love to see, like, artists actually do, like, that. Somebody actually put a fucking movie,
together based on their song. And that's what's crazy, too, is there's been, like, well, the song might get picked, but there's another, like a musical was created from their music, you know? And,
yeah.
There's the one the Cirque du Soleil, like one of their mm-hmm. fucking acts was based on, like, it's all based on Beatles music.
Dude, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know who would do it in 2023?
Who?
Lil Dicky.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, he would.
I could see him doing something like that.
I mean, it's kind of what his TV show is.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. I was waiting to put out the album for you guys because it's actually a companion piece to the movie.
Yeah.
Could totally see that happening. Which album was this one?
It was Hard Day's
Night. A Hard Day's Night, right?
Yeah. Hard Day's Night.
Okay, cool.
Same as the album, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then for my seventh and final pick, I'm going to go with the song that should replace the other song. The other song should never even be sang again. Just this song.
Yeah. Party.
Yeah, I think I've heard this song more times than any other song just because of local radio shows that use this for people's birthdays.
Yeah.
Which you should.
Or whatever. They'll do like a, celebrity birthdays today or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember when those two old people tried to claim that they wrote Happy Birthday to You?
Mm-hmm. Well, they did it, right? That's why it can't be used.
Right.
Yeah.
They claim.
Yeah.
So maybe this is why that was being played so often?
I think so, exactly. Yeah, you're not allowed.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't even sing Happy Birthday to You. You can't sing that to anybody.
That's
otherwise
crazy.
Otherwise, you owe fucking Ma and Pa Cratchit fucking royalties. I don't know who the fuck owns it, but...
Yeah.
Some old people that think they fucking did it.
James picked no same album songs.
Oh shit! That was not even
I
wasn't even trying to do that.
That's unbelievable. All right, Drew, what do you got?
I'm gonna go with goddamn, there's two, and I think they're both on the same album. There's one that's just so, it's crazy because there's one that's just like huge and I can't believe it wasn't picked, but then there's one that's fucking a jam. Yeah. I'm going to go with the one that's to me just more of a jam, and I'm going to go Nowhere Man.
It was not popping up in my head for some reason.
He's a real Nowhere Man. Thinking all his Nowhere plans for nobody.
This is a good song. Rubber Soul.
Rubber Soul. Oh man, that's fucked up. That was my last pick.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, but hey, there's always ad drops.
Yeah. As long as you don't take what I want to take.
Yeah, we'll see.
Nowhere, man. You're getting nowhere, man.
Man.
All right, Andy.
Okay, I'm going to go with, again, I like that kind of like weird Beatles shit. So, I like the, like, and to think this shit was happening way back then is insane. Like, it must have been so fucking mind-blowing hearing this shit back in the day. But I'm going to go with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, the psychedelic version of Beatles is, like, maybe my, like, it's some of my favorite stuff because, like, I also, like, think to myself, like, holy shit, imagine hearing this kind of spin on music for the first time, like back
then.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I remember. So, this song was one that our. Fuck, I don't. Because I had her for my sophomore year and my senior year. I can't remember it, but it was my English teacher. She would play Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and basically, like, do a breakdown of the song and, like, all the metaphors and everything like that.
That's so dope.
Oh, wow.
Starting with the title.
Yeah, yeah.
LSD.
Yeah.
Well, and you get that sweet like breakdown in Meet the Fockers where they're driving and they're playing this song.
Oh yeah. Well, no, I thought it's
was it this one?
No, isn't it Puff the Magic Dragon?
Oh fuck, yeah. Puff the Magic Dragon. See? Yeah. I just did a whole thing in my head that wasn't real.
I do remember that line. There was a great joke in The Nanny where she's like, I never got the Beatles. The girl with colitis goes by.
That's funny.
Oh,
Fran Drescher is a fucking... Dude, she's a real peach.
Yeah.
That's psychedelic music. I fucking love like psychedelic music, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, Cuddy obviously has some of that. But yeah, so I like the fucking experimentation and like the bends on the instruments and all that kind of shit. Like there's a little Indian flair to it sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I fucking dig it.
Oh yeah, dude. All right. Well, all right. Dig us up some honorables.
Also, right?
Yep. Pep. Sergeant Pep. Some peoples. Shout out Bobby Moynihan. Give me Here Comes the Sun.
That was the other one on Abbey Road I was debating.
Yeah.
Great song.
It is.
Da-da-da-da. Yeah, that's crazy. That didn't get picked. Fuck. I want to leave a couple big ones out there so you guys pick them because I want to go a little low. Give me Day Tripper and let's fucking play a little Day Tripper.
Okay. What's your third one?
And I'll go with my third one. Give me Getting Better.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Getting so much better all the time.
Got some fucking positive ass lyrics too. Like,
yeah.
I know I saw it.
Day Tripper is what, Revolver?
I'm playing it from some greatest hits thing. I don't know that.
Yeah,
one.
That's what's tough. There's so many greatest hits that, like, if you look some of the shit up, it doesn't just, like, throw it to the right album. I like the, like, the whole fucking, like, surf, like, spin on some of the stuff that, like, I'm into some of that, like, surf rock shit that, like, was happening back then.
I can't find getting better, so I'll have to type it.
Yeah, Day Tripper. Ah, fuck, man. I can't figure out which album it is. Doesn't matter. It's honorables. If somebody picks it up, we'll figure all that shit.
Yeah. All right, Drew, what do you got?
Okay. Day Tripper must have been on an EP. Okay, so the big one I was shocked was kind of still out there is Yesterday.
Yep, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's only because I love the Boys to Men version that much.
Oh, really?
That, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man, you took Here Comes the Sun, so that's good. Let me get, let me get one of those. Ooh. Lady Madonna, just because it's just a fucking fun song. Like, just so upbeat. And actually, I want to play that one. Okay. And then, thirdly, I'm going to go with Strawberry Fields Forever.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's a huge one for people.
Mm-hmm. Man, I didn't even get to my early years.
Oh, that's fire right there.
Okay. Well, over to me then.
Yeah.
And, I was going to do Strawberry.
I feel bad about some of the songs I left off.
You do?
Yeah. That's how deep the catalog is.
I'm going to do Can't Buy Me Love.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to play that one. A great song.
Love that.
And then I'm going to do Ticket to Ride.
Ooh.
Off of Help album. And then I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to go Back in the USSR. White album.
Oh, yeah.
And Can't Buy Me Love came off of A Hard Day's Night.
Much for money.
He broke his voice again.
Man. Okay.
I feel like all you could redo this draft and have somebody come on.
Head drop.
Okay.
I'm gonna stay. I did have this thing real quick while we James, are you head dropping?
No, I'm staying.
Okay. How about, actually, Drew, you do your ad drop, and I'm going to do this thing real quick I was going to do during Raven Sheedy originally. Okay. And then we'll read the
then
the
we
teams.
Got a little sidetracked.
Okay.
It got wild this
yeah,
week.
It got pretty wild.
Yeah, I know. For a Beatles thing. I'm gonna add Strawberry Fields Forever, and I'm going to drop Nowhere Man.
Okay. And Strawberry Fields Forever is on which album?
Magical Mystery Tour.
Oh, yeah, it is. Okay.
Coming to Take You Away.
No, oh, I guess my timer's not necessary any longer.
Damn. Okay, so what did I don't even know what you dropped now because I
Nowhere
wrote over
Man.
Top of it. What? Nowhere Man.
Nowhere
yep.
Man.
Okay. It's going to be real dumb, but it's going to be fun. It's which member of the Beatles are you? I have three tabs open.
Okay.
For the three of us.
Okay.
So we'll go through each one. So, all right, favorite color, James. Green, red, blue, purple.
Purple.
All right. Drew, same question.
Out of those four, I would say green.
Okay. And Andy, I am also going purple.
Couple of Donatellos here, huh?
That's right. Fucking love purple, man. Even though I'm a rap guy. Pick a song. Every Little Thing, Help, Here, There, and Everywhere, or Rain?
Help.
What were the choices again?
Every Little Thing, Help, Here, There, and Everywhere, or Rain?
Yeah, I'm going to go Help also.
All right, I'm going Every Little Thing. All right. This next one is pick a pet, but there's pictures of them. And I didn't know there was going to be that. So I'm going to take a picture, and I'm going to pull the picture up so you guys can see said pets. You guys are going to pick one. One, two, three, or four. It's a cat, it's a dog, it's another cat, and it's another dog.
Number four.
All right, so it looks like a golden retriever.
Yep.
And
two.
Drew's going to go with the first cat.
Oh. No, wait. The other dog.
Okay, the other dog. The dog with the denim jacket on.
Because he's cool as fuck.
Yeah, I'm going to go the dog with the denim jacket. No, all right. Awesome. Pick a gem. Amethyst.
Uh-huh.
Ruby, opal, or pearl? I'm going opal.
Also known as opal.
Yeah. Opal.
I say ruby. You said right,
ruby
was
for
one of
James?
Them? Yeah.
Amethyst.
All right. Amethyst for Drew. I don't even know what an amethyst is. Amethyst me. What type of friend are you? The peacemaker, the advice giver, the positive one, the shoulder to cry on? Well, for me, I'll just go the positive one.
I think the advice giver.
Advice giver for Drew. And for James.
I'd say advice giver as well.
All right. Which quote speaks to you? Always the last day of anything is the first of something new. Being honest may not get you a lot of friends, but it'll always get you the right ones. It's being here now that's important. There's no past and there's no future. All there ever is now. You either kiss the past or the future goodbye. Ooh, those are some quotes.
So three and four, that it's the fourth one started with you kiss the past and the future goodbye.
You either kiss the past or the future goodbye.
Because that the way you said it kind of sounded like it was all one quote.
Oh, no, those were four separate quotes. Okay. Yeah,
I'm going to go three.
I thought you would.
I like the here and now one.
Yeah. YOLO, bro.
So YOLO. The same one that Drew just
picked? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
If that's
and
the same
gonna
one, yeah.
I was going to go with the last day of anything is the first of something new.
Okay.
Oh, fuck you, pop-up. Oh, no, pop-up. Come on, don't do this to me. Well, it's just... Okay, cool. Which word describes you best? Affectionate, reserved, party animal, philosophical? I'll fucking go party animal, I guess.
Party animal. Me too.
What were they?
It's affectionate, reserved, party animal, or philosophical.
feel like such a fucking tool, but I'm going to say philosophical.
No, not tool. All right. Tools, we got our people.
Tool's not an option.
James, you are. Who do you think you are?
I think I'm Ringo.
You are Ringo Starr.
God, am I?
You're happy-go-lucky and a fun seeker. You try to see the positive in all situations and always find a way to put a smile on people's faces. You're the type of person who is fun to hang out with. When a friend is having a rough day, you shine a light on people who are in the dark.
Well, shit, I feel like that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Me and Ringo got a lot in common.
And I'm the same thing. So that way that gets it out. Drew got somebody different, but me and you, James.
Oh, two Ringos.
Ringo stars.
Look at that.
Who did you think you were going to get, Andy?
It was either Ringo or George.
Okay.
I thought Drew would get George.
Which I think I'm going to be George.
I thought you would be Paul, Andy.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
I don't think we have a John in our group.
Well, we do. Because it's
oh,
true.
Oh, shit. Really?
John Lennon.
You know, ironically, John Lennon, blind as a fucking bat.
Dude.
That's
true.
There
you go. Drew, you're a leader. You fight for what you believe in, no matter how controversial your beliefs may be. You're a voice for peace, love, and equality. You try your best to resolve conflict and believe that love is the cure for all.
That's not far off.
Hell yeah.
Not bad.
Look at you,
good
Drew.
Good job, BuzzFeed.
Man.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It also turns out that Abbey Road was the album that we picked most songs off of.
That kind of goes in line with sales, right? I don't know. Abbey Road's like, because of the cover, that's the one that I feel like. But so I had three on Abbey Road. Drew, you had one. Mm-hmm. James didn't have any off that album.
No, he did Come Together, didn't he?
I did Come Together.
Andy, oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah. Sergeant Pepper's in at number two. With three songs. We each got a Sergeant Pepper.
Actually,
song.
It's Sergeant Pepper, Magical Mystery Tour, and White Album are all tied at three.
Oh. Whoops.
I color coded them all. And then Revolver is just two.
There you go. So Abbey Road, Magical Mystery Tour, Sergeant Pepper's, The White Album, and Revolver are our favorite Beatles albums, basically.
Yeah.
As a group. As a
that's
as a collective.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty close, I mean.
And then we had, as far as outliers, we had Let It Be with one song, the Hey Jude EP, Please Please Me one song, the Anthology one song, and A Hard Day's Night one song. Oh, and Rubber Soul one song.
Yeah, it's
that's crazy. Because Rubber Soul, I thought would have got.
I
one,
thought there
but...
was two.
Well, maybe it was.
I mean,
it,
you dropped Nowhere Man.
You dropped it.
Strawberry Fields.
You dropped it. You sack
oh,
of shit.
You can, yeah. Okay. We're not counting. We're not counting the others. Okay.
No. Yeah. No. So yeah, that's interesting. Drew, Magical Mystery Tour, two songs on. The only one you had two songs on.
Yeah. Like I said, I think that was the first album I really fucking hit with me, though.
Yeah. I thought
like
Magical Mystery Tour was going to be my top one, but it's clearly Abbey Road. I had three Abbey Road songs.
Yeah.
And James didn't have any repeats.
Come Together, I would have picked.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think we did the Beatles justice.
I think so, man. Yeah. And what do you guys think about, did you guys see the, like, their final song thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now and Then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the video is really cool, and like the
it is,
the little documentary that they have on Disney Plus is really cool. The song is, it's a song that exists in the world. You know, it's one of those songs. I think it's cool. I think it's,
I will say this. I think I watched a young dude and his dad like react to it.
Yeah,
and like the dad was like, emotional about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm like, okay, that makes perfect sense. Like, hearing it's the last of something and you're older and this is what you grew up with and it's the last of that thing, I could see how that would fucking, like, grip you, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that the story behind the song and the magnitude of the Beatles' existence and just the fact that music really gets deep down in your soul and stays with you forever. All those things combined makes the Beatles are like literally they're the epitome of like, they're the only person, the only people that have ever experienced what they experienced. I feel like, you know what I mean?
Timelessness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty,
I do think there is something there though. Like,
yeah.
Timeless artists would be a fun one to do too. Cause there's a few others that kind of fit into this thing where like, there's a lot of stuff where I'm like 30 years down the line, am I going to be listening to that shit, or are other people going to be listening to that shit? Probably not. As much as we thought it was good or it was influential, this shit, like this is the type of shit. This Michael Jackson, like shit like this is like absolutely timeless.
You know what else is crazy about the Beatles is that, well, I don't know if they necessarily invented it, but they kind of like created the boy band craze.
Yeah.
And just to think like they took what the Beatles did, which was four guys with like endless creativity. And then, and don't get me wrong, I love like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and all those guys.
No, you got a point. I know where you're going and you absolutely have a point.
The record companies took what the Beatles did creatively on their own. And then they fucking manufactured it, which is crazy. And the Beatles are the reason that that exists, like that manufacturing. Yeah. We need four.
And they were like creative geniuses.
Yeah.
Yeah, and never again has one of those groups that all four of them or however many are in those groups broke off and all fucking produced like a catalog.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm
saying. That's up there with everybody else. Like, yeah.
That's true. There's nobody.
The Beatles
like that
created so much and paved the way for so much, which is it's just crazy.
Dude, I was listening to some of these songs and I was like, "Holy shit! This sounds like elements of like Nirvana that they would have taken during the grunge era." And I'm like, I can hear some of the. Like, that's pretty cool, like, when you can actually hear some of the fucking influences of people that got big later on.
Yeah.
You mentioned Aerosmith earlier.
Oh, Aerosmith like, is a huge, like, Steven Tyler's a huge Beatles guy.
Yeah, very interesting. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He even does the, he does, like, the extend your voice beyond stuff. Yeah. That's why I was a big Aerosmith fan, I guess.
Yeah. And I think they're the ultimate, like, music television competition reality show like artist where everybody just fucking tries to do the Beatles.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is interesting. But this is fun. Like this is kind of a nod to, you know, the parents and the older people
and me.
Yeah. But like just like I don't know. Like,
it's, no, and you know that's another cool. crazy thing though. Is like there's still like young kids discovering the fucking Beatles and being like, holy shit! Like what is it? Like they still get the fucking respect out of like the younger generation.
Dude, and I was telling you guys before, I'm not even a big Beatles fan, but like the way I'm talking, it sounds like I respect the fucking shit out of these guys.
You didn't have. Like, in other areas, other drafts, like, if you hadn't really, like, looked too much into it, you may, like, okay, I got to get through this fucking thing.
Yeah.
You had zero issue drafting, you know, 10 songs.
Exactly.
Yeah. That was with us drafting 20 songs.
I talked to my brother earlier today. I was like, yeah, we're doing a Beatles song, so I have, like, zero research to do. And he's like, yeah, I said, we're going to do 30 Beatles. He's like, you could literally draft the White Album, like, in Like, you guys wouldn't be wrong. And I was like, I know. Like, that's how fucking crazy it is.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And we drafted three songs.
Yeah.
You know? It's only because I love the Gray album so much. But, yeah, this was a fucking fun one.
Yeah.
A little bit different. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, you know?
Yeah. And we'll see you next week for episode 350.
350. Fuck. You know? That's... Whew, man.
Wild.
You take the raft and we'll give you this D.
Don't even read it. We're going out on that.
Loves you, bitch.